St. Valentine, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, yesterday some of us went up to the Air Force Base in Dayton. Sometimes I think some of the boys may have gone to the museum there, which is a very interesting museum about the history of flight. Well, we went up for Mr. Lawrence's retirement ceremony and party, and he is a chief sergeant major in the Air Force, and it was his retirement day, and I was going to come and say a prayer, so I did. And I said a prayer in honor of St. Joseph Cupertino. Do you remember whom he is? St. Joseph Cupertino is the Franciscan father, the friar, who used to fly. We have his feast day on the 18th of September. And whenever you heard something holy, a nice hymn that he liked, or when he was offering Mass or praying, or sometimes just once when he just saw the Pope, it was enough. He would elevate. That's a special gift of God called levitation. And when he was saying Mass, he would often just, you'd see his feet go up. And he would be in an ecstasy or a trance. And while he was in this holy ecstasy with God, it was like being in heaven in a sense. And then he couldn't do anything, but then he would go down again. And then sometimes he would make a little cry, almost like a bird, and it would just go up, up, up in the air. Remember how sometimes the friars, what they wanted to get a cross up very high, and they didn't know how to do it? They would tie the cross to him, then they would say a prayer out loud, and he would just go up. So it was an early way of moving items very conveniently. So he's the patron saint of the Air Force, because planes, of course, go up in the air. And those of us who don't know the technological part, we wonder, how does that happen? How do they get that plane up so high? Well, St. Joseph Cupertino, because he went up in the air, is a logical patron saint. Almost everybody and every class of people has some sort of a patron saint. Sometimes it's whimsical, like St. Joseph Cupertino in flying. He never flew an airplane, but he did himself without wings fly and go very high at times. Sometimes it's a curious patronage. For example, last month we had the feast day of St. Vincent of Saragossa in Spain, and the first three letters of his name spell out the French word for wine, and the French love their wine very much. And so that's all it took. Someone decided he's our patron saint, right, because he has the word wine, vin, V-I-N, in his name. And so he becomes the patron saint of wine and honored very much over the centuries. You could look up patron saints, and they're interesting. Sometimes they make perfect sense. For example, Saint Jean-Baptiste de La Salle is the patron saint, one of them, for teachers, because he was a teacher himself, and he founded schools, and he was founded the Order of Teaching Brothers. So, of course, that would make sense. But then sometimes other patron saints seem curious, or we wonder, right, what's the connection? How did we get Saint Valentine to be the patron saint of Valentines, of sending a Valentine's card to someone who is your friend? Also the patron saint of what we call romantic love or courtship between men and women when it's time for them to think about getting married, and about love in general. How did he come to do that? Every year, I sort of wonder about that, and I always do a little thinking and a little research, and it's easy to forget because we don't know anything too clearly about it. What we do know is that of the thousands and thousands of saints that we know about, he was a popular saint simply because of where his church was. His church was at the, what's today called the Porta del Popolo in Rome, and it was one of the principal gates of the city. So people would come to Rome wanting to venerate the saints, the relics of the saints, to see the churches. And for many centuries, the first church they would go to visit at the gate of the city was the church of Saint Valentine. And so he got to be a known name and very popular. He's an ancient Roman martyr. The Missal tells us he's a priest and a martyr under the Emperor Claudius. He preached the faith, consoled prisoners, and was himself thrown into prison. And he restored the sight to this jailer's daughter. She was blind. Because of that miracle, the whole family converted. And then the emperor got very angry at that, and he had him beaten and then beheaded. There are several other Saint Valentines, one of whom was a bishop in a nearby city, who are honored on the same day. And many churches have the relics of a Saint Valentine. There's one in Dublin, Ireland, and several churches like that in Rome, of course. Those are some of the things we know about St. Valentine, but they don't answer our question, why is he the patron saint of sending Valentines? It's lost in the mist or the fog of history, this particular patron saint. But we do know that he's a patron saint. It may be because there were some pagan festivals at the middle of February, and the church wanted to replace the idea of pagan love, which is very popular again today, with Christian, holy, and pure love. Or it may be from the idea that goes all the way back that on this day, spring is starting. Not for us this year, but usually spring starts around this in many countries in Europe. And this is the day the people used to think centuries ago that birds would mate. They would choose their mate. And then they would build a nest, you know, and have eggs and everything eventually in due time. Chaucer, one of the great early English writers and poets, he writes about that. Shakespeare does as well. So there was that idea in England. It was also in France and in Italy. And already in the Middle Ages and in the Renaissance, young people would draw names. They would draw each other's names, and that's a little bit about the idea of Valentines. And St. Francis de Sales, he said, well, instead of drawing each other's names, let's draw the names of saints, and you could imitate that saint for the coming year. Of course, that wasn't quite as popular as having proper Valentines, so that's the sort of a thing that never really took off too much. But that's a little bit about why we honor St. Valentine today. But the important and the wonderful thing is this, children, that everywhere throughout the whole world, even people who aren't even Christian and don't know about our Lord or our Blessed Mother, they know about St. Valentine's Day. It falls in the missal, the Mass you're about to sing, on the 14th of February. And because certain things happen on this day, they go under the patronage of the saint of the day. He looks over, he blesses, he protects. If there's something that people are going to do today that's not right, we pray to St. Valentine to get rid of it, to purify, to correct. If there are things that are done today that are right, for example, being friendly and being charitable and being kind to others and including everyone, those kinds of good things, and even the idea of love itself, which is a very holy thing because God is love, well, we put it under the patronage of today's saint so it's done properly and well. So the idea of patron saints, children, is this. God's interested in every part of our life. And to show us how much he cares about every part of our life, he gives us a saint to watch over us, a bit like the guardian angel who watches over each one of you, your own angel, all your whole life long. So for today and everything that happens today on Saint Valentine's Day, we have a holy patron saint. And let's pray for all of those who don't know too much about God's beautiful plan for love and for charity, that they could learn it. They have a wonderful saint today to look over them, and his name is Saint Valentine. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.